This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast, Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's here with us as well, holding it down in New York City. Happy Monday. A busy Monday in the world of sports. Monday Night Football. Baseball, National League Championship Series, American League Championship Series. There's just a lot going on. I'll give you an update momentarily. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Yes, it's free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158. A smart speaker. You have one at home, at work? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't even have to lift a finger. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. People at work, people at home, people relaxed, people chilling, people driving, people doing whatever. Thank you for being here. You want to call up, knock yourself out, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We've had a fun show. Thank you to Ben Hartsock. He used to play for the Jets at one point in time, tight end. Also Ohio State Buckeye. You can now listen to him on SiriusXM, talking all things college football. Thank you for coming through to talk to us about the Ohio State University and everything else going on in the world of college football. Texas, them Longhorns are sitting at number one. And thank you last hour to RJ Choppy for joining us from 105.3 The Fan out in Dallas to talk about these awful, terrible Dallas Cowboys. You missed any of those conversations? Odyssey app, go ahead and hit rewind. I'll go ahead and give you an update right now. At this moment, this second, the New York Yankees, they lead Cleveland 3-0. It's the fourth inning. Yankees have two guys on base. Nobody out. Let's see what these New York Yankees can do. Meanwhile, the New York Jets are in action, not too far away. Hickey, how long you think that drive is? An hour right now? Probably, right?
Probably, yeah. Those Jersey roads are bad.
Jersey road. Well, getting out the well, right now, you know what? There might not be anybody on the highway, right? Because everybody's at the games already.
Going in that direction, at least, you're probably right.
Yeah, everybody. You can probably get out of Yankee Stadium, hit the Deegan fast, get over the bridge easy, and just go. Hickey, let me tell you something. I do not miss that, bro. I do not miss that stuff.
No? Sitting in traffic and cut off?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Getting cursed out?
Yeah, there's enough traffic here. Yeah, enough traffic. But I do not miss that traffic. Oh, my God. Going out to the Meadowlands? No, thank you. Especially leaving from that area. Anyway, at the Meadowlands right now, whatever they call it, MetLife Stadium, the New York Jets, they lead the Buffalo Bills 10-7. About 3 minutes have gone by already here in the second quarter. The Buffalo Bills have the ball, and they're going to try to do some damage with it. And, yeah, this is real New York stuff. Hickey, why is everything New York? New York, Buffalo, New York, New York City, New York, New Jersey, New York, Queens, New York. Everybody's being represented tonight.
All encompassing. New York is just one giant piece of land, I guess.
This is one giant piece of, well, largest metropolitan area in the country.
True.
Well, if we move to the second largest or even all sprawling, Los Angeles. Earlier today, another New York team, the one from Queens, they beat the Dodgers. They beat them 7-3. Francisco Lindor hit a home run to get things started. Mark Vientos hit a grand slam later on after they walked Francisco Lindor because they were afraid of him. And the New York Mets head back to Queens, New York, with the series tied at 1-1. This man hitting grand slams, knocking them around. I want you to take a listen to this call from Howie Rose, putting the Mets up 6-0 in the second inning. This is from the Mets Radio Network.
Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a drive in the air, pretty well hit right center. Paez back at the track, near the wall. It is gone! A grand slam for Mark Vientos on a 3-2 pitch. He clears the bases, hitting it into the pavilion in right center field. Mark Vientos with the Mets' second grand slam of the postseason, his third postseason home run, has given the Mets a 6-0 lead.
And New York Mets ultimately won 7-3. Mark Vientos spoke after the game to Fox Sports, and he said, yeah, they walked Francisco Lindor to get to me, you stupid.
To be honest with you, I took it personal. I was like, okay, I mean, you want me up to the plate, I'm going to try to drive in a run. Honestly, I was trying to simplify the game. I wasn't trying to do too much, but I did take it personal that they walked me, I mean, walked Lindor for the bases loaded for me.
Well, so you should take it personal. That's embarrassing. Like, nobody wants that in a game. In baseball, you think I'm the easier out? You rather see me than see him? Embarrassing. These guys are competitors. They want to get the at-bats. They want the smoke. It's what, he said, to point somebody out and go, he's an easier out than me? Yeah, man, you got to prove it. And he did. Grand slam. Pretty nice. Anyway, speaking of proving it, this story continues to go on. Hassan Reddick, of speaking of New York, this New York Jet who has refused to come to work, sign a contract, do anything. His agent fired themselves last week from CAA. He left them. And now he's already found new representation. Drew Rosenhaus is now leading Hassan Reddick to try to get a deal done with the New York Jets. Mind-boggling. Adam Schefter spoke earlier today on Pat McAfee's show, and he says Hassan Reddick, he does, even though he's lost millions and millions of dollars this year, he wants to play football.
Well, I think the fact that Hassan has hired an agent that quickly tells you that he has some level of interest in coming back to play.
Yeah.
I think Drew, a new voice, a new perspective, maybe that does something. Maybe he says something to Hassan that registers in a different way after all this time. I just think that it changes the dynamics of the equation some. I don't know whether that's going to lead to a deal or a trade or more of the same. But at the very least, I think it does provide, like I said, a different perspective and a boost of hope that maybe both sides can figure out something that should have been figured out long ago.
The dude has lost almost $10 million. We're talking about almost $5 million in game checks, another $5 million in fines. What are we doing here? And speaking of what are we doing? Hickey is a game. Oh, nope. Yankees game not blown open. Okay. Yankees now lead 4-0 after Aaron Judge did something, a sacrifice fly to center field. Congratulations to him. 4-0. Yankees will win this series. This will be a winning day for New York. Yankees win. Mets have already won. The Jets will beat the Buffalo Bills, even though you could say the Jets are New Jersey's team and Buffalo's a real New York team. This is like a rarity. Everybody in New York wins.
Very rare. New York's been a big-time loser city, the last decade? Hate to say it. But maybe the tide is turning. Maybe we can become the Boston of a few years ago. Don't let us get hot.
What, where everybody? Boston? What are you talking about? The Celtics?
Celtics, the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Bruins. You know, they went on a run there where, you know, those four teams combined for like 10 titles.
Do you think that can happen in New York? No, come on now.
No. No, Mets and Yankees are, Mets are 7 wins away from that happening. Yankees 8, but seemingly on the way to 7. The Knicks, well, cat yeah, trade is.
No.
The Knicks are knocking on the door. Rangers are a very good team. They almost made the conference final or the Stanley Cup final last year.
Right.
Football, you know, football's football. That's a tough one there.
Yeah, but so let's put it, a New York team wins a championship this year, right? Is it the Liberty? Do they count? Yes, they do.
They count.
Okay.
That Liberty, include them there as well?
So out of every team that's currently, well, the Liberty are actually in the championship round. It's tough. I don't think the Knicks are going to win a title. You think the Knicks are going to win a title?
I mean, I think they're, I don't think so with Carl Anthony Towns. I do not.
They have, they need some break. Like, who's even the best team in the West? I don't even know. Is it a good, they're all the same. They're pretty good, but nobody's head and shoulders above the rest.
Right, Denver, I think, was the team to beat for a while, and they have fallen off.
Yeah, no depth. Yeah.
Nope.
Lakers or whatever. Clippers have nobody, including Kawhi. Oklahoma City, that's it, yeah. Let's see what they can put together. They got some size now with Isaiah Hartenstein.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, if you take all things considered, if everybody was healthy, you would think that OKC would probably take on Boston in the finals. But that's difficult to do when everybody is always hurt. Like every NBA playoffs is a situation where somebody goes down. And like to think that the New York Jets are not the New York Jets. Hickey, there's so much sports, man. Jets stare me in the face. The New York Knicks, you would think, Carl Anthony Towns isn't always the healthiest guy himself, you know? And you got Mitchell Robinson, you have to believe in him. And what did he do? Is he like Zion? Why is he so fat?
Who?
Mitchell Robinson.
He got fat? No.
That dude, in comparison to what he looked like, I'm talking about over the past several years, he's huge, dude.
I think he's muscle.
You think it's muscle?
I got to see it before and after you're looking at. Unless we're talking about Mitchell Robinson? I think he's a stick.
No, bro. He looking chunky, man. He's from when he came into the league to what he is now. Nah, that dude got big. Got big. Bottom line is I don't trust the Knicks. I don't. They'll be competitive, and I'm going to root for them, but I'm not. It's like the Jets. Like, I can't have confidence in my teams that just always choke. I don't believe it. Buffalo Bills have now scored. Mac Hollins with a touchdown, 14 or 13-10 before the extra point. And then, Hickey, did you hear about Joel Embiid? They're probably going to cancel him out this year from all back-to-backs.
I did hear that. Good thing they extended him this offseason because that looks like a good investment.
So they've already... The Sixers said Joel Embiid will not play the rest of the preseason because of his knee. Knee injury management.
Oh, boy. That sounds great.
This is what the Sixers are dealing with. And so Embiid, he's not playing, but I don't know who has worse knees. Is it Joel Embiid or am I looking at Kawhi Leonard?
Wow. Both? Both win that one?
They need to have the surgery that Lonzo Ball got. What do you get? Knee ligament replacement surgery? They have to find
someone else's knee.
Yeah, somebody else's knee. This is terrible. The man just talked about how much weight he dropped, almost dropped 30 pounds to be in shape and to be healthy. And now he played in the Olympics, and he was kind of sloppy at the beginning there. He had one good game, I think. And now he's like, I don't think I'll ever play, you know, back-to-backs again. Like, what are we doing? This is who the NBA, this is who they're paying all this money to? They have to pay money to these guys who can't even play? And as Hickey said, what did they give him, a 5-year extension? This money for, I don't want to say for all athletes. I'm not going to get on that train of, it's too much money. I don't believe any athlete deserves it. That's the cost, okay? If you didn't watch, if your uncle didn't watch, if your kids didn't watch, if nobody was gambling, then these guys wouldn't be making the money. Professional athletes make this cash because you watch, because there's a premium. Whether you have a financial interest or investment into a team, an organization, into your whatever it is, people are tuning in. And the money is there. And if the money's being generated, the money has to be split. Players have to get their share. But it is getting ridiculous when you have athletes, yes, this part is weird, not showing up for work. $60 million a year to not play or try to play 82 games just to be available, I guess, in the postseason. Like, not that I'm expecting a fan uprising, but how can you be a professional athlete in good Hickey, I get it. You're making the money. You don't care. But where's the part about, you know, maybe I should play less minutes every game. Like, I don't know, man. This is, we have to one day hit a sports bubble. Have to. Because what you get versus what gets paid just, it doesn't even out.
The NBA, you're right, does feel like it's by far the most lopsided in that, in terms of what you pay versus what you get out of it, in terms of especially playing time. But I think that's like, I mean, I think it's also, I mean, part of the physicality now with how big everybody is. And also, you look at basketball, I mean, these guys are huge. 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", jumping, running, cutting faster than really maybe the body's ever done before. Kind of leads you to wear and tear. You're always playing. There's really never downtime. You're always sort of training. So now, kind of like Christian McCaffrey, you're seeing maybe more overtraining injuries. Whatever it is for different guys, it does feel like basketball more than any other sport. You definitely do not get the bang for your buck at all.
You don't. Like Joel Embiid, he is going to clock more than $500 million in earnings. Like, he's already a fourth highest earners in NBA history. And, of course, this is the boom time in the league. You think about the rights deals and the contracts and how much money gets doled out. The man is on the other side of 30. They have him locked into a contract. He has a player option that takes him all the way through 2029. That's 5 years from now. You think Joel Embiid, 5 years from now, when he's pushing 36 years old, is going to look at the Sixers and just go, no, I'm going to opt out of my contract. This man is going to take the money and just, I don't want to say rot, but if this is Joel Embiid at 30, what the hell is this man going to be at 35, 36? Is he going to be able to run? He can't run now. He can bust out a 60, 70-point game and just disappear because his body said, no thanks. It's just, we have to read. This has to be a sports bubble. What is Victor, at least Victor Wembanyama? We don't know. I'm like, one day the guy's going to sprain his foot. Hickey, his foot's too big. I'm not wishing it on him, but would you be surprised if he ever had an injury? I think the answer is no.
Right, absolutely. I mean, no one's bulletproof.
But at least Victor, Aaron Rodgers got hit. Hickey, every time he gets hit, it's awful.
He did kind of roll around there. He felt that one, I think.
Yeah, I think he feels all of them. I don't know what he does the day after, but all that treatment. But the fact is, Victor Wembanyama, if he stays healthy, this guy might be around long enough to make $100 million a year. And at least he shows up and he seems like he wants to play and he has a good head on his shoulders. But some of these other guys, Joel Embiid, I got no problem with him. But damn, bruh. Can't even play back-to-backs. Can't play in the preseason. And the Sixers are stuck. What are they going to do? Just say, we're going to move on? Nah, it doesn't work that way. Just pretty sad, bad, and pathetic all the way around. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. At least Joel Embiid is in the professional ranks. We have a college athlete who is hurt again. I think he might be moving into his 20th year playing college football. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break, give you an update on all the games going on in the world of sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. 855-212-4227. It was 855-212-4227. Oh, my goodness. Hickey, they are treating Aaron Rodgers like a pinata. He done got smacked around. Oh, man. Every time I looked up here in the studio, I saw him getting sacked and just hit and rolling around. He's getting beat up.
What a surprise. They put a second-rate offensive line in front of him with spare parts from other teams. Inexperienced players, and look what's going on.
Yeah, New York Jets now trail Buffalo 13-10. Is staring at the 2-minute warning here in the first half. Meanwhile, in the Bronx, New York, the Yankees, they still have a 4-0 lead. Carlos Rodon is holding it down for the Yankees. They are now in the top of the sixth. Before we went to break, we talked about injuries. There's so much going on in the world of sports. We learned earlier today that Joel Embiid is not going to participate in the preseason. Knee injury management. I guess his knee is just hurt, period. His knees are cooked. He also pretty much said earlier that there might be a reality where he is no longer ever playing in back-to-back games. It's too much basketball for him. He's a basketball player who cannot be healthy enough to play basketball. And so amongst that, this story, I don't want to say is equally as bad, because this is a young man. This is a 25-year-old young man. His name is Cam Rising. He's the quarterback for Utah. Or, well, maybe he is the quarterback of Utah when he's healthy enough to play. On Friday, they lost to the Sun Devils. He got hurt again. Cam Rising was hurt earlier this year when he fell into like a Gatorade bottle, and now he's hurt his leg. And here's the deal. He is likely gone for the rest of the year. Now, here's the kicker. He might come back for his 8th season of college football next year. He's only played 3 games due to all of the injuries. Remember, he blew out his knee calendar year last year in the Rose Bowl. Knee was ripped to shreds. Now his leg is injured again. And so he might come back. He might be eligible. They didn't say he's not coming back this year. But if he didn't play another game, he could come back next season as a 26-year-old quarterback in Utah. Now, I ain't got nothing to do with it. But at what point do you just, I don't want to tell anybody what to do. Do you stop? Like, what are you even doing at the school at that point in time? I don't even know. I want you to take a listen to this. This is Utah's head coach, Kyle Whittingham. He talked about Cam Rising being out and whether or not we could see this dude have an 8th season of college football.
Cam Rising is out indefinitely, lower leg injury. Isaac Wilson will be our starter until further notice. Can't give you a timeline. Could be the rest of the season. I'm not sure exactly. But I know it's going to be a minute. That's a possibility, I think. I don't know. Again, we have to explore it in detail with the compliance. And I'm not even sure Cam would be interested in going that route. You know, he's got a lot to think about. And so just take a step back right now. Let him you know, get this most recent injury thoroughly diagnosed and on the road to rehab, and then that would be something we talk about.
Oh my goodness, Hickey, what do you do? What do you do as a 20? Does he go to class? Like, what does he do? Does he have a degree? Does he have a degree? What is he doing? Is he getting a doctorate? What is he doing?
I think he has multiple degrees. Because you can't go back to college, play sports, and take no classes. So he's taking something. I don't know what the hell he's studying, but he's studying something. Imagine him coming back next year as a 26-year-old. 26. 8 years in college football.
So here's the other thing. He's been playing before NIL was allowed, right? He then is playing through NIL, but he's always been hurt. Is he making that much money? I guess life has to be good. Like, what else is he going to do? When he's done doing this, what is he going to do?
I don't know. Coach, go to insurance, car dealership.
8 years? I know the guy on Miami just had a record also dealing with injuries. 9 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Maybe life is that damn good. It's just, why enter into the real world when you can just throw a football? Like, it can't be that bad, I guess. He fell into a water cooler, and now he's busted up his leg. So why go to work? Why bother? Hey, good luck to Cam Rising. If I were him, if I were a betting man, I don't think we'll see him again this year. I think we'll see him for his 8th season in college football next year. Yeah. Because when it's over, it's over. You might as well take advantage of what you got in front of you right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There is a lot going on in the world of sports right now this minute. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. We'll fill you in on a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yankees have this 4-1 lead against the Guardians, trying to take game one of the American League Championship Series. And then, I don't know, 30 miles away, 40 miles away, if that. The MetLife Stadium, the New York Jets are losing to the Buffalo Bills 20-10. Josh Allen just connected with Dawson Knox for a touchdown. 20-10, Buffalo leads the Jets. Aaron Rodgers has been sacked twice already, knocked around. Not good for a 40-year-old QB. He sat on the bench. I wanted to give him a cigarette. I don't know if that was going to help him. I don't think Aaron Rodgers smokes. He drinks stuff. Hickey doesn't. He doesn't smoke, but he drinks that stuff.
He definitely drinks. Inhale? I mean, he definitely. How do we put this?
You smoke? Do you smoke? No, you drink ayahuasca. You drink it.
Maybe that's. He ingests. How about that? He ingests other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of just alcohol.
He talks about drinking. Because when they drafted Jordan Love, he said he had a drink.
Right. 3 fingers worth of a drink.
Yeah.
That's pretty stiff drink.
Yeah.
You have higher than that?
No. And the guy, you know, he's a quarterback in the NFL. This guy's hands are huge.
True. Good point.
So, what is that, like a half a glass?
I didn't even think about that. You're right. Our 3 fingers and his 3 fingers are definitely different.
There is a difference. You know what's crazy? And how about this? Amongst all the things that took place over the weekend, we touched on this. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction. Did you hear a peep out of anybody about anything?
No.
Did you hear a quote like from Vince Carter? Did you hear anything? Nothing? Anything?
I forgot it was even going on.
Yeah. Here's the most notable thing I saw from Basketball Hall of Fame inductions. Michael Jordan was there, and I saw Michael Jordan give Vince Carter a hug. Hickey, Michael Jordan, this man, well, you know, Michael Jordan's hands are huge. That was it. He just, that's the most notable thing I saw was Michael Jordan giving Vince Carter a hug. And everybody in the comments just talked about how Michael Jordan's hand just looked like it would engulf a computer screen. Like he could pick up a computer screen with one hand by himself if he wanted to. Not exciting. I got to see who goes in the Hall of Fame next year because this is crap.
Now I'm trying to find that picture.
Oh, of what? Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I want to see how big his hands look.
It's a video. He gave Vince Carter a hug, and it was like half of his hand just went around his whole back.
Wow.
It's like Michael Jordan. That's why he was so amazing with the basketball, because he could palm the ball. A lot of guys can palm the ball. A lot of guys can't. But he was able to control the basketball any which way he wanted to, the size of his hands. And a North Carolina guy, anytime Michael Jordan shows up for something, you just have to go, oh, this was good enough for Michael Jordan to be there. Okay, good. Congratulations to Vince Carter, Simone Augustus, Michael Cooper. Who am I missing? Missing somebody. I guess this wasn't the most important class anyway, so good on them there. Aaron Rodgers trying to stay alive here. The Hail Rodgers. Who came down with it? Nobody. New York Jets. Hickey, I'm halfway there. You know, look, wait. Oh, touchdown. What are they doing? Hickey, did they score?
Oh, he caught that. Oh, yeah, Alan Lazard got that.
Oh, my God.
Go figure.
This is one thing that he always does. How come Hail Marys work for Aaron Rodgers and nobody else? But did he hold on to the ball? What are they doing? It's a touchdown.
Yeah, he didn't. How come Alan Lazard can catch that, but he can't catch a 5-yard screen pass wide open?
Good question. New York Jets are right back in the game. Oh, my goodness. 20-16. Now we have to see if the New York Jets can go ahead and get the extra point. Are they going to say he doesn't have control of the ball?
No, that was ripped out clearly afterwards.
So he's down. Yeah, a while there, yeah.
That was like 2 seconds, and all of a sudden then a defender comes in there, tries to rip it out. A little too late there, buddy.
Yeah, extra point is good. Buffalo Bills now lead 20-17. New York Jets, they showing some life. If the Jets lose this game, they fall to 2-4. Everybody curses out Aaron Rodgers and says it wasn't Rob Saleh's fault. It's still plenty of time. Jets got a quarterback who can throw a Hail Mary. Good for them. Anyway, this is what's going on right now in the world of sports. Before we get out of here, before we roll out, it's time to go ahead and do this. It's time to go back in time and take a look at one thing in particular that took place this day in sports. Let's go.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to go back in time. Today, all day, has been October 14th. The year is 2024. But if we go back to October 14th, 1979, there was a young man by the name of Wayne Gretzky who made his NHL debut. A matter of fact, it wasn't his debut. It was the first day that he scored a goal. He was playing for the Edmonton Oilers. He scored his first goal in a 4-4 tie with the Vancouver Canucks. You want to know who tied the game up? This guy, Wayne Gretzky. He did it at the end of the game with a power play about a minute left in the third period. Let's take a listen to the great one. This is Wayne Gretzky, his first career goal, courtesy of the NHL.
This is Wayne Gretzky in Edmonton, where the excitement is terrific. Our building's already sold out for the season. Believe me, it's great to be in Edmonton and in the National Hockey League.
Wayne Gretzky picked up a pair of assists, but failed to score through the first two games of his NHL career during the 1979-80 season. The Great One attempted to change that on October 14th, 1979, when the Edmonton Oilers hosted the Vancouver Canucks. With just over 1 minute left to play and the Oilers trailing 3-2, Gretzky found the back of the net.
I just came out and I kind of got it through his legs. He made a move early and I got it through his legs and it went in. But I remember thinking, my goodness, I finally scored. Take some pressure off myself.
Gretzky finished the season tied for fifth in the NHL with 51 goals and earned the first of his record 9 Hart trophies as league MVP.
Wayne Gretzky finished his career with 894 goals. I am disappointed about this. Alex Ovechkin has a contract that ends in 2 more years. Ovechkin has 853 goals. You want to tell me over the next 2 seasons, Ovechkin is not going to pass Wayne Gretzky? This hurts my soul. Wayne Gretzky has almost every record. And goals? Alex Ovechkin has been playing here for 20 years now. 20 years. This is a record that... Hickey, this is a record that's not supposed to be broken.
I thought they say all records were meant to be broken.
Not for Wayne Gretzky. Not for Wayne Gretzky.
All records except his were meant to be broken.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky seems like a good dude. He doesn't do anything. He just played hockey. What else did he? What does he do? Nothing. He's a great one. He's so humble. He's a very Canadian. He's a nice guy. You know, it's not like he's a jerk and I need his record. I hope they take it. Somebody else deserves it. Like Kareem's record. LeBron broke his record, what, last year? Early last year? January last year? Yeah. Come on. That's to be expected. A guy playing 20 years, dropping points? Yeah, come on. But Wayne Gretzky, no, we don't. We don't need that. I hope Ovechkin, he's going to do it, Hickey. Are they going to celebrate? They're going to celebrate it, right?
Oh, they're going to celebrate.
Oh, my God.
And look at the celebration they had for LeBron last year, passing Kareem.
Kareem looked miserable, by the way.
He did. He did not look happy.
He looked miserable. This is what they're going to stop the game and what? Gretzky's going to come out and congratulate him and all of that? They're going to put a banner up and stuff? Oh, my God.
Imagine being Wayne where, if he's going to be there, you got to imagine he's got to travel, when Ovechkin, gets within 3 goals, right, just to be there in case he scores, goes bananas, scores 4 goals in a game and breaks the record. That's got to, I don't think he's going to be traveling around.
Hell no.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say that. I'm like, there's no way. So I take that back.
Well, they're going to have to, I don't know. Is this going to be nationally televised, you think? They're going to try to pinpoint it?
I would think so, especially since Wayne Gretzky, is now back in the media. So was he on Turner? So I'm sure any game that Turner can have, he'll, be commenting or there or something like that. Probably, maybe he does a video, you think? Probably does a video?
Yeah. Here's my point. People love Wayne Gretzky. He's loved. Do people love Alex Ovechkin? Does anybody care?
Outside of D.C., people respect him.
I don't think people in D.C. care.
Well, that's a whole different discussion about, that sports city, but...
Oh, D.C., you got a problem with Washington, D.C. sports?
I don't have a problem, but their priorities are not sports. It's a political city.
Oh, well, there's a huge... People in Virginia and Maryland, people live there. This is not... Hey, I live a couple blocks from Capitol Hill,
I guess the real allegiance, I'll put it this way, the real allegiance in that city is to the Commanders.
Yeah, Commanders first.
I don't even know who'd be second.
Oh, I don't even know.
Wizards, yuck. Capitals, only when it's they try to have their version of Red October.
What's the soccer team called? Do we know?
No idea. But I know what you're talking about. It's
not
them.
Not United. Uh-oh, what's that?
DC? No, isn't it DC United?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. Unless they changed it, I don't know. They got a new stadium, I think.
Yeah, they were trying to put it downtown across from the Nationals. They like the Nationals. They're downtown in the city.
Well, they've also stunk for a while.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me how you really feel. I thought you would have more of a disdain towards Philadelphia as opposed to D.C.
Oh, no, no. Trust me. I do. But, like to your point, when you're asking about who cares about Alex Ovechkin, I think there are some big-time Capitals fans, but, I mean, you made the point for me about, like, who really cares even in D.C. about Ovechkin.
Right.
So
that's why I'm like, it's disappointing that this guy is going to have the record. And I know he's slowed down a little bit, but would anybody be surprised if he woke up and just for this season, he's like, hey, here's 40 goals. Nobody's going to be shocked by that. I like Wayne Gretzky. I don't see anything that I like about Alex Ovechkin. It's like, he doesn't even have his front teeth and he doesn't care.
Is that the record you care about the most? Like, are you rooting for Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak to be broken?
That's not going to... Bro. Nobody's...
Is that the most unbreakable, you think?
Do you see how these baseball players play now? What did Arias... What did he get a couple of years ago? What did he get to, like, 30-something?
I was going
to
say 33. Feels like kind of a number that stands out somewhere there.
And he is the best contact hitter in the game right now. And... Nobody makes contact. I thought maybe, I don't know, 30 years ago we would have saw Tony Gwynn, you know, doing this. But it's just, no, man. Who hits the ball? Nobody. Like, everybody who would have done it is gone. They don't play anymore. Tony Gwynn, God rest, you know, but Ichiro, them days are over, man. Home runs are nothing. Brett Boone told us about it. They don't give a damn anymore. It's like, what are you doing now? What are you doing today? Can you hit a home run? Nobody's trying to string singles together. I think probably that, and then Ricky Henderson and the stolen bases. Ain't nobody stealing bases either. So, what a world. Back to the good old days. I wish we could play the music and I could really go back in time, but I can't. Hey, listen, folks. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you oh so much to our guests who came through and joined us. RJ Choppy from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Ben Hartsock, SiriusXM, college football, also played for the Buckeyes. If you missed a minute or a second, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The Yankees are ahead of the Guardians 4-1, and then right now in New Jersey as well, Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills lead the Jets 20-17. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll be back with you tomorrow. When? 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Y'all have a good night. Be safe, be cool, be well, be smooth. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much, super producer and host, Ryan Hickey.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.